Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. We've been working through a basic budgeting exercise looking at a fictional couple named Steve and Joanna. Yesterday, I had you look at their expenses and to see where things could get cut back because they were overspending each month. I hope you enjoyed doing that exercise and had a chance to discuss it with some other people. If you haven't yet, please do. Now, we're going to look at another way to help balance their budget, and that's by increasing their expense or their income. We don't always think of that, right? We often think balancing a budget means reducing expenses, and sometimes we can only reduce them so far. So what about increasing income? Well, there are a few ways to do that. Sometimes it's just by paying attention, and sometimes it's by exerting some particular effort. In no particular order, here's some things. First of all, benefits. Make sure you're receiving the right benefits you're entitled to, whether it's a tax benefit, a childcare benefit, whatever it might be. Visit your government websites and figure out what benefits you're entitled to. Disability, social assistance, welfare, anything like that. Make sure that you're applying for everything you deserve and that you're paying attention to whether you're actually getting it or not. All these agencies, every business makes mistakes, so make sure you're on top of what you should be receiving and what you actually are receiving. Now, if you're already working a job, maybe get a second job. If you haven't got a job, keep looking. If you've got a job and you can't really add a second job, maybe you can take on some extra hours, some extra shifts, some overtime. See what opportunities are available. Don't be afraid to ask for them. Don't be afraid to ask for a raise either. Go in with a good case about what you've been doing well, how you've been adding value to the company you work for. You never know what happens. Don't go in playing hardball where you're going to get fired if the answer is no, but it never hurts to ask. So find some ways, if you're employed, to increase your income from employment or add a new sideline of employment. Or if you're out of work, find ways to look. That should be pretty self-explanatory, I guess. Here's some other ways to raise your income. Maybe take on a renter. Or if you have an adult child living with you, ask them to start contributing to the household expenses, paying rent or board. If you are employed, make sure you're getting paid properly, that your paycheck is coming in as it should be each month and that there isn't an error or a glitch. Make sure you're getting paid minimum wage or above. You have a right to be paid at least minimum wage. Check out your province or country's employment law to figure out what that is. You can also make sure that you're being paid child support or any other settlement where you're owed. Make sure you're not overpaying tax. Make sure you get a free assessment by a tax professional to see if maybe you can submit some tax returns again to get some more credits or to claim some expenses that you forgot about. Make sure you're not overpaying for things like cell phones and insurance. If there's a way you can cut back, go ahead and do that. And maybe try selling some items that you don't need or offering some services to neighbors and friends and family. If there's a skill you have that people would be willing to pay for, maybe you can start a little side business. Don't do it illegally. Make sure you're claiming it on your taxes, but there are lots of opportunities to gain a little bit of side income. For example, after my son's birthday party, I decided to start renting out one of the toys that we bought for the party. And I managed to recover at least twice the entire cost of the toy by renting it out to people on Kijiji. So think of creative ideas like that, ways to bring in just a little bit of side income. This isn't always easy. It might not be obvious to you right away, but just a little bit of effort like this can actually increase your monthly income, which may mean you don't need to go through the pain of reducing some of those really important expenses in your life. We really ideally want to come at this both ways. All at once, wouldn't it be great if we could increase our income and decrease our expenses? It gives us more money to save every month and gives us more opportunity to pay off debt, to shop guilt-free, and so on. So your challenge for today that I want you to do is to pick two ideas out of that list, or maybe some ideas of your own, but pick two ideas to increase your income and think about how you're going to do it. Make a plan. So have a great discussion with friends on how you might do that. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.